They want talk, but talk and debate me. How we no fear no boy with a bad bun.
Welcome to the Voice No Thoughts podcast.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Voice Notes File podcast. Excuse me. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast, where the aim is to provide topics for discussion that stimulate the mind, provide facts and the opinions of others, giving you a different perspective on things. It's Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2019, and today's show is titled Step God Shredder. The topic is, what, if any, boundaries should be imposed on step-parents raising a child with a biological parent? As a reminder, this podcast is now available after airing on Anchor.fm and Spotify for listening and download if you so desire. These options make it a little easier for listeners to find episodes and to listen to them. But before I continue, if you're a step-parent, let me give you some advice that can go a long way with the biological parent. Take your stepchild down to Diamond Optical to get their eyes tested and to have them fitted with spectacles if necessary. They have a back-to-school summer sale going on, contact lens giveaway, 20% off all frames, and free strings for students. Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of the City Mall, and their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. Let's have a music break while I share this live.
Everybody dressed on green of the road. Put on your best on green of the road. All of the kids them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival food. Don't throw the garbage them overboard. And 592 we go rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food.
Take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band design for the road. Wine on the road. Take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band design for the road. Before we go into the street, see the boom chuck them down on the street. Education them down on the street, and ministry of culture down on the street. But somebody chuck broke down on the street, and somebody shoes who fall off the feet. Tell fame band them turn up the heat, to tell the DJ put the wap on repeat. To the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
Design for the road. Put on your costume, going on the road. Everybody dressed on, going on the road. Put on your best, going on the road. All of the kids, them step on the road. This is the mash and carnival code. Don't throw the garbage, them overboard. And 592, we go rep for the code. And somebody look after drink and food. Take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands, them dying on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road. Take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands, them dying on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
One for the road.
Wine on the road. Take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road. Wine on the road. Take a wine on the road. No lime on the road. No crime on the road. All of the bands them dying on the road. For the day that the band is designed for the road.
I'm back. Thank you for staying with me. So back to the discussion. Tonight I thought I'd try something a little different. I'm going to aim to have as little musical interlude as possible in order to keep listeners' attention. As usual, voice notes and messages will be aired and read as they come in. I encourage those of you listening live, chime in at any time. I have some in already, so let's hear those first. One of our regular contributions sent in a message saying, "Don't knock me, child. All final decisions are mine." I then proceeded to ask,
Okay, so with reference to your response to the topic, don't you think that there's at least some point in time where it would be necessary for him as the step parent to scold your child, to discipline them, maybe not physically by a whipping or anything like that, but to reprise them or to give them a scolding? Should he not be able to basically be a parent to your child without, of course, the whipping? I noticed that you say all decisions are yours, all final decisions are yours. But don't you think that if you're with this person, you're married to him, and he's the stepfather of your child or children, that he has some say? Don't you think that the two of you should be able to sit and discuss whatever the issue is or the topic at hand would be?
To which she responded,
"The way I parent my children is unique and very different to the traditional way. I don't know. For me, if somebody's in the house and they're misbehaving, of course they have the right to talk to them. But then it's the way in which they talk to them, because I don't scream at my children, cuss them out, tell them derogative things. As it relates to beating, that's a hell no, because I rarely even beat my children. I already know how to deal with them. As it relates to decision making, yeah, we sit and we discuss whatever. I mean, I would normally ask his opinion on something, but at the end of the day, I make the decisions, because like I said, they are my children. If he has children, if he wants my opinion, he can get it. But at the end of the day, he has to make the decision. Do you understand? Yeah, that's how I see things."
Okay, so a contributor by the name of Dom came in with a response, and she said adults should work out rules of what discipline non-blood parents can do and blood parents needs to support non-blood parents in discipline. Cannot tell non-blood parent to not discipline. Relationship will end when child learns that they don't have to obey the non-blood parent. All right, so I tend to agree with Dom when she says that the blood parent needs to support the non-blood parent. Since children are notoriously manipulative, especially when they find a means to get their own way. So yeah, I would definitely agree that the blood parent needs to be fully supporting the non-blood parent in all disciplinary acts and measures. I have some new voice notes coming in, so let me play some music while I get those ready for you.
Question. What among the I've heard? It's too numerous to mention. Yeah.
This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
Well, I know this might be funny, but I don't want you to laugh. I got a little story that all of we could laugh. Like, you're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't hear what they say. The next nigga knocks, hey, Chris, where are they? Sometime I just wonder if you call my landline, where expect me to be?
So here are those voice notes that I promised you.
And another thing, the song like complete symphonies.
Good night, everyone. Interesting topic, because I'm a step parent. I have one. and my husband, he has obviously my daughter. If there should be any boundaries, yes, there should be boundaries. As a mother or as a spouse and as a wife, to be correct. I don't want my husband to handle certain situations certainly with my daughter. And I'm sure he don't want me to handle situations certainly with his kids. Shouting, I can get shouting. You wouldn't want your partner to speak a certain way. You wouldn't want your partner to be physically abusive. Now let's touch licks part. We speak in Guyanese. Let me say licks now. Am I in agreement with licks? Yes or no? Yes, if the boy or if the child, the other parent, isn't active in the life, and that step parent is wholly, solely the father or the mother for that child, I think he or she should be allowed to. If the parent is active, I say no, because especially when you're pertaining to a man and his girl children, he's not going to have another man hating on his children. Especially if you know he's an active father, he's doing everything that he needs to do as a father, and then, you know, you're married and you have your husband, or you have a hitting on the girls, that's a no-no. And I could elaborate further too. I won't condone hitting if you're out of a marriage. Unless I'm married to you, you're my husband, then I'm going to allow you to put your hand and discipline my daughter or son. Nothing other than that.
All right, so that's a good contribution in there. I agree with her when it comes to the disciplining of the children, particularly the female children. I don't think that as a step-parent, a step-father, that you should be hitting at a girl child. I don't think any father, as a matter of fact, should be hitting at a girl child, unless he is, of course, a single parent. And even down to then, I think you should find other ways and means of disciplining a girl child. So I agree with that. All right, so let's go see if we have any more messages and voice notes in, and get those out to you.
This car, you cell phone and ask you, who is this like? Me and the brethren was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman, that's a rass in Guyana. So when the fun pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say he's a farmer, you ever plant banana? But then my brethren go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you paint and you can paint soon. A wild fox is something, you ever paint a tomb? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid.
So we have a message response in here from Anthony. Anthony says, he doesn't think any boundaries should be put in place. I have asked Anthony, how would he feel as a father having his child being disciplined by a stepfather? He hasn't yet responded. So if he does, I'll let you hear or I'll read that response out for you.
Tell me how she needs some money. Well, the first thing, I don't believe a stupid story. She tell me how she want buy back she TV. How the current passing and it blows she icy. I just tell she on the phone, you bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. The other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop of water. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen nobody climbing a water tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop, cause if you pick it or it fall, it got to drop. Let me tell you.
For those of you that are probably not Guyanese and don't know what step gotcha means, it's a local saying that basically means that step parents are irrelevant. As a child being raised by a single mother, this was something that came out of my mouth on a regular basis, especially when I was teased at school about my mom having a boyfriend. Little did I know then that I myself would one day play a role as a step parent. As I prepared for this episode, I listened to a Soul Pancake video on YouTube where parents said to step parents what they actually thought. In the video, one mother said while she does not dislike her son's stepmom, the idea of someone else being with her son as a parent still makes her uncomfortable. But she is grateful for all the work the stepmom has done for her son, and with her son. A sentiment that she has not yet expressed to the stepmom. In the video, parents, both male and female, wrote very moving letters of appreciation to the step-parents. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case. Sometimes, step-parents can be made out to be monsters, especially if they bring a different style of parenting into the relationship. In co-parenting, raising a child with both biological parents active in the life of the child, this can be an issue that the child can exploit, as Dom spoke about earlier in her message. As children are most often perfectly willing to make the most of any situation that gets them their own way. Hence, both sets of parents should agree on rules or guidelines for interacting with the child or children in the relationship. I mentioned earlier that I was a step-parent. While that relationship is now over and did not last too long, I got to see firsthand how some children can exploit ill-prepared adults. That isn't to say, that it's an experience that I loathed. On the contrary, I quite loved my stepchildren and the entire experience. See my phone lighting up here, so let me check and see if we may have a new message in.
She's that stick like the TV, like scratch up DVD. Father come from Timiri, she grew up in Buxton, living in Bine on me. Bend over, girl, I want you grind on me. Give me that thing, I want you come back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? Wine on me. Bend over, girl, I want you.
So Dexter has come in with a voice message, which I'm going to play for you now.
This is the part of gun freestyle. Take a picture, get a free smile. We turn states and the crowd wild. Cologne turn up like how we're in Kersey 9. I'm gonna do it like the pros.
My concepts and belief of corporal punishment in relations to children steps over from parenting in relations to your own children to parenting stepchildren. I basically believe that mothers in particular, when it comes to their own children, should be allowed to discipline their children in their own unique way and their own unique method. I believe parents comes with the manual, so to speak, in relation to how to discipline their particular child, how to discipline a particular child, or how to discipline their children. I am not even in agreement with fathers getting involved in disciplining their children physically. I believe there are other methodologies that can be used to discipline children. And when we speak about stepchildren and we speak about discipline, the first thing that comes to mind is the physical punishment for a child. I would say straight off the bat that should be left to the parent. If children are living with a stepfather, especially a boy, under no circumstances should that mother allow a stepfather to discipline her child physically. Vice versa. There are many instances that are recorded with stepmothers overly punishing their stepdaughters. So I believe that physical punishment by either step-parent should be out of the consideration. What parents should introduce, however, is different methods of discipline. Taking away privilege. My concern is straight off the bat that should be left to the parent. if children are living with a stepfather, especially a boy, under no circumstances should that mother allow a stepfather to discipline her child physically. Vice versa. There are many instances that are recorded with stepmothers overly punishing their stepdaughters. So I believe that physical punishment by either step parent should be out of the consideration. What parents should introduce, however, is different methods of discipline, taking away privileges, and confinement is a wonderful way to discipline children. But step parents must also, even in the event of privileges being taken away and children being disciplined, parents have to be very careful that those step parents, even in taking away privileges and other forms of punishment, do not overstep their bounds, their boundaries in relation to that. And every step parent that is involved in that relationship or in that family should look out for over punishment of a particular child or of children from the other side of the coin. You always have to look for that.
Okay, that's quite stellar contribution there in from Dexter. I agree with him where he says that step parents should not physically punish their stepchildren, and that they are other means of punishing children. What about in instances where, let me send him a voice note here so he can. Hey Dexter, so I completely agree with what you're saying, for the most part, where you're saying that children should not be disciplined physically by step parents. Now, the thing with physical punishment, corporal punishment, as we call it, is that for me, and this is just my opinion, it's necessary for some children. Not to bust the head and beat them up and these kind of things, but a little tap on the hand here or there, you know, just to bring them into line. Now, what about if the biological parent in the relationship is weak, whereby the children would ride him or her in terms of they know that, you know, mommy or daddy gonna let me get away with anything, so I could just basically do anything. What is the step parent then to do? And what exact boundaries, apart from physically scolding children, should be imposed on step parents? Alright, so while he responds to that, let's get some music in.
With the sticks and the clothes, them. We gon' lock up the show, them. I didn't get a third verse this part to extend. Bend over, girl, when you grind on me. Give me that thing, when you turn back way. The Guyanese boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? Wine on me. Bend over, girl, when you grind on me. Give me that thing, when you turn back way. The Guyanese boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? The girl named Lily and she raising so. I give she more like a name Uncle Joe. I don't beat me lover, I'm not. Before I get hot, make sure she makes so. She holler for daddy like a Shelly G song. I say, girl, your daddy on Paul Van John. No man lie down and man can function. This is not a folk song. Wine on me, bend over, girl, when you grind on me. Give me that thing when you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh? Wine on me, bend over, girl, when you grind on me. Give me that thing when you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down, eh? Come down, eh?
that, you know, I'm your daddy. Let me get away with it.
Yo, Ken!
The maximum where come from. It's not comedy to music. What's music to comedy? So we give them the remedy. Crazy Ace. One time for the bass, alright. Back in the day we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick of milk in and gone in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up shit heat. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You couldn't hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm keeping the flame. Used to jam with Leanna Chain. We used to make love nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over rain. Tell them music running me vain. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage I'm making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over rain. Some of my friends them got down the lane. Or a shot till we see them again. Now we run the parties insane. Alright now, I was a little boy, I was naughty. Mirror on the foot what the girls them.
Alright, so while we wait on that, let's, I have a message in here from, from Robert. Robert says, hey bro, it's really hard to say because often operative word is parent, not step. So-called step parent fulfills the duty and responsibilities of a so-called parent. As such, they should have the latitude to exercise those duties. On the other hand, it may be necessary for them to defer to the biological parent, depending on the nature of the matter, age of the child, etc. It can be ticklish, but I want to lean somewhat towards giving the stepmom or dad the latitude to do what a parent ought to do. Alright. Okay, so... So here's my question to you, Robert. In instances where it's going to be a co-parent relationship where the, let's say it's a stepmom and the father. So in instances where the actual biological mother is still playing a role in the child's life, how do you navigate those waters?
Make up nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell them music running me vain. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make up nice in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we ram the parties insane. All right now, Belinda. Still in the game, I'm still in the, still in the, still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass, when we sing, sir.
You better buck up and leave, girl, because you're being deceived, girl. My girl, it's time you must go. He got you in the bag, girl. Make you a clown, girl. You better listen to me flow. My girl, you like a soundtrack, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have alone. Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You depend on Facebook and then you can't tag your man. You take a selfie, he hug you like a fan. Relationship status skip the option. Cause being public, it wasn't part of
it. It is always nice to hear the views from both sides of the spectrum. We've heard so far the views of a step-parent, the views of parents. So, of course, I don't think there's any child involved in a step-parent relationship listening to this podcast right now, especially at this hour. But I thank you guys for coming in with your comments. Remember that You can listen to this podcast after it is finished on Facebook, on anchor.fm, and on Spotify. On Spotify, you can download the episodes and take them with you, so if there's no Wi-Fi, there is no problem.
They are glass shop, my girl. You like a song chat, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. You have you like a squeeze ever. You must see my thinking you have a loan. Papa showing up while you calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper. You have you like a squeeze. You looking for horn, let me play that for you. In Guyanese terms, you getting up low. If it's in the sun and reflecting you, you ever sit down and think why.
So Dexter has gotten back to us, and I'm going to play his voice note message now.
He hiding face, now this is the thing that I don't embrace, but this song is not what crazy is. I get my girl, you like a song, track, you play a
actually,
role.
Actually, you've made some very salient points, and I want to press them. Firstly, they are some parents. Whether they're step-parent or not, whether they're biological parent or step-parent, they're very weak. And I want to take this thing in context of the family. In a family, the head of the home is the father. And I believe in many social situations, the head of the home is being pushed aside, especially if your wife or the woman in the marriage is a professional woman. Sometimes they take the role of both mothers and father. And I'm talking here about an ideal family, because there's so many single parent family now that I believe they're beginning to outstrip families that have both parents. But I believe the father is the head of the home. And whether or not he is weak, the onus is on the woman in the house to instill in the children the line of authority. In addition to that, if a step-parent, the biological parent, must support the punishment or the method of punishment. If that is not supported by the biological parent, then it becomes very, very unproductive. So in a family, even in a regular family where there are no stepchildren, if one parent do not support the punishment that is meted out to one child, then there is a conflict. You mentioned that some children need physical punishment to bring them in line. But that's a very touchy area, because in a family where it's stepchildren or biological children, if one child appears to be the child that needs physical punishment all the time, and that child is constantly being beaten, that child can grow up with a complex, with a form of hatred, while his other siblings seemingly are given other forms of punishment. So you have to balance the equation as a parent, whether it is a stepchild or whether it is your biological child. But the point must remain here, that punishment and methods of punishment must be agreed upon by both parents. Because you can have a mother discipline who wants to discipline her child in a relationship with a stepfather, and the stepfather might say no, that form of punishment is excessive, and she might say no, it is not. And then punishment, I always believe, must be delayed. It must not come right off the bat, so you can give yourself time to cool out if you are in a rage That's one. And especially if you have had a hard day's work. So if you want to really give a child punishment, you would say, okay, I'll make a decision on that in the morning when I get up. And that would allow you to make a decision that is both conscious and a decision that is appropriate.
All right, Dexter. I agree with you, particularly when you said that you should not punish children right away because you could be in a fit of rage, you could have a hard day at work. So yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and thank you very much for your contribution tonight. So it's just past the half hour mark, and it is time to give a shout out to our sponsors. Remember, if you're a step parent and you want to get score points with a biological parent, you should take your child down to Diamond Optical. Have their eyes tested before school starts. They have their back to school summer sale going on with contact lens giveaway, 20% off all frames and free strings for students. Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of City Mall, and their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. I have a response in here from Robert. If you remember earlier in the podcast, Robert sent in a message and I responded with a voice note. So I'll play that voice note for you that I responded to him with, and then I'll read the message that he sent back.
This is a lesson of legal predictor. You are not.
So here's my question to you, Robert. In instances where it's going to be a co-parent relationship, where the, let's say it's a stepmom and the father. So in instances where the actual biological mother is still playing a role in the child's life, how do you navigate those waters? Robert responded by saying, in that case, let co-parenting work. All three parties could play a role in the child's life. Again, though, the age of the child may need to be considered to reduce confusion in the child. At the end of the day, it is the welfare of the child that should take precedence over everything else. And I tend to agree with that. Taking this and Dexter's contribution into context, there's a very thin line, all right? I believe that there's a very thin line between corporal punishment and child abuse. Dexter suggested that you should take time to cool off before punishing children, especially, and I would venture to think, especially if it's a physical, if it's going to be a physical punishment, you don't want to be in a rage when you're disciplining a child. Things could easily get out of hand, and that is not what we want. We don't want children with marks and bruises all over the skin. We don't want children having to leave the homes that they're in to be placed in foster home or in state care. So I caution all parents, those listening and those that will be listening later, to exercise restraint while punishing children. All right? So let's have some music while I see if there are any other messages or voice notes in.
Girl, you see what zookeeper come in, I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come here just a thing about the pretty layer. Thing about the pretty layer. Pretty girl not on no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better think about the pretty layer. Thing about the pretty layer. To cuddle with. A girl fi model it, and if your girl fi fever, I say better saddle it. Cause we no mix a model it, a pretty girl me toddle it. And if you want for road the ugly boot, I mean a paddle it. Because
cute girls with cute kids in my Benz in my ends and past ends and present tense and
ugly girl have plenty cute friends. Me no want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Cause me just a thing about the pretty. Pretty girl
not turn no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better think about the picnic. Think about the picnic.
Certain people run the comfort for your things. Ugly man will give you ugly offsprings. Me now want them type of girl for me ring. You better listen when the ace man a sing.
She says she fitty but she favor creature. From your ugly well me never see ya. This is a lesson ugly girl predictor.
You want no girl is you a zookeeper. Come in I want no ugly girl like me. Tell them we no want no ugly girl wife. Come me just a thing about the pretty. Thing about the pretty now. Pretty girl not turn no ugly man wife. Ugly man will give you plenty ugly picnic. So you better think about the picnic. Think about the picnic.
Brutal Tracks, you ready? Things change,
eh? I remember them days. Yes, I remember them days.
You know, when you're looking at television and reading newspapers, you often hear, as I think it was Dexter contributed, instances of excessive punishment and cruel behavior being meted out to children by step parents. I think the ideal thing to have would be both biological parents together raising the child, but unfortunately in today's society that isn't always the case. We have invented entirely new relationships. There's the co-parenting relationship, there's a step-parent relationship. So deal with instances of people who have gotten together and had children and can no longer see themselves together, can no longer interact with each other in closed spaces, leave, and then you have step-parents coming into the picture and you end up having co-parenting situations. I don't think that this is an ideal situation. It is after the half hour mark, so I'm going to be giving you my opinion on the topic right about now. Just before I do, however, we have a message in here from Spice Lady. And Spice Lady says, "No man in touching my child. You touch your own child and do what you want when I am not at home. I do not want no woman running up in my face, or else there will be another type of beating." All right, Spicy Lady, you got a little fight in you. I said earlier that the co-parent relationship isn't always a peaceful one, you know. So I believe that if you are going to be a step parent, that you should get to know, of course, your partner. I believe that you, your partner, and the other biological parents should sit down and agree on terms for dealing with situations that may arise concerning the children, whether it be discipline, caregiving situations, what to do in case of emergencies, handling jealousy, because jealousy apparently is a consideration in the co-parenting and step-parent relationship. It's sad to see that some parents can get jealous of the other biological parent that is not in the relationship, and as such can take that jealousy and hatred out on their stepchild. And this really ought not be the case. So I strongly advise that all three parties get together, sit down, have a talk. This is going to help to deal with instances where children decide to get manipulative, because it can lead the lack of such a sit down, in my opinion, can lead to it can lead to very bad results. Let's just say that. Imagine, if you will, that you're a step parent, a step mom, and your partner has a child, a male child, a boy, let's say about 4 years old, and that boy doesn't like you. He feels that you were the reason for his mommy and daddy breaking up, which may not be the case. It could be the case, but it may not be the case. We have another message in here from Sweet Lady. She says, there are a lot of weak-ass men out there who sit like yes men. I am just wondering what the hell is happening to our men folk these days. No back. Take up your role. If the child is step or not, once you are involved in their upbringing, you should be allowed to put their ass in place. Alright. This is in complete contrast to Spice Lady's previous Spice Lady's message just a while ago. I think, like Dexter posited earlier, that the man traditionally is the head of the household. And I agree with this. I don't think that that men should just be sitting lazily and letting the women do all the heavy lifting when it comes to guiding the household and parenting and all these things. But if it is a stepdad, I think that you as a stepmom, the thing with stepdads disciplining, especially physically disciplining stepchildren, is it can cause it can cause some friction between the stepdad and the biological father, in that men are very territorial by nature, and imagine just disciplining another man's child, and that man and that child going to that man. This is why I said earlier that all three parties should sit. Imagine that child going to that man and saying, "Daddy, Uncle James beat me." And you know that child is all in tears and they're milking it for all they can get. And Daddy now goes to Uncle James and it's a confrontation, most oftentimes in front of the child. I don't think that this is the ideal way to deal with things. I think that as adults, if you as the parent and step-parent have an issue with parenting, I think that you should discuss it. And not even parent and step-parent. Parents generally, whether it's a co-parent relationship, step-parent, parent relationship, whatever. You should not argue or confront each other in front of your child, especially when it comes to disciplinary acts and procedures. You should always wait until later. Probably the child is at school or in bed or whatever, and then you have a civilized conversation, not an argument where you're cussing out each other about, "You shouldn't have hit my child," and "I don't know why she go and deal with you," and them kind of things. But a civilized discussion where you can work out whatever disagreements you have. Now, I was saying earlier, imagine you being a stepmother and your husband has a child, a male child around 4 years old. He doesn't like you because he feels that you are responsible for his parents splitting up. Now, this may or may not be the case, but imagine, if you will, this child going and telling his mother that you touch him in inappropriate ways. Now, it may be a devious thing to say, it may be a devious thing to think about, and a lot of people are going to say that if the child is saying so, then it more than likely is so. Now, I believe that as with any other accusation, it should be investigated. Children can be very manipulative, and today's children are not yesterday's children. They are not children that are desensitized to things. They're very sensitized. They are more knowledgeable about certain things than we were when we were growing up, right? They're more exposed to different kinds of content on social media, regular media. We have less control over what our children listen to, especially in public transportations, what conversations they have at school, and the like. So that accusation from that child can cause a severe problem in the relationship, because you now, as a stepmom, you're looking like a pedophile. So I sincerely am going to reiterate, all three parties should sit, discuss what's necessary, what is going to be the plan of parenting for the stepchild. Biological parent should be in it. The prospective step-parent should be in it. Right, so that is my take on it. As regard for whether or not there should be boundaries, boundaries, should you give these people boundaries? Well, if you're going to have a discussion, the boundaries will be laid down there. But the thing about it is that you, as the outside biological parent, aren't going to be there all the time. So is the step-parent now supposed to wait on you to come and to deal with the matter? I don't understand it. I don't like it. I think the only boundaries, if any, should be imposed by the biological parent that is in the relationship. Of course, I think that any disciplinary measures should have the approval of that biological parent, the one that's in the relationship with the step-parent. Apart from that, I don't think any boundaries should be put in place. Step is just a few letters in front of the word parent. And I believe that when seeking a partner, that single moms or single dads should be very careful in their choice, because you're not only looking for a partner for yourself, but you're looking for a prospective step parent or a prospective parent, replacement parent, fill-in parent, whatever you want to call it, but I just say parent. You're looking for a prospective parent for your child to help you to raise that child. And of course, for a companionship sake for yourself. But you're not looking for just companionship for you alone. You need to consider the fact that you have a child and that your actions or inactions can severely affect that child. And that's all I have to say on the topic. So let me play some music while I go look at some messages I have here. And if there are any voice notes or text messages to be read, you will hear them.
Only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper.
Marshall said happiness is the measure of all success. So crazy, yes, I'm taking on no stress. All right.
I just free all my team and celebrate life. A blue pig name, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take my friend them advice. I just want live my life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who say that they don't like me, father, so you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. I come in for you have some fun, I never intend to bust through, cause can't pull me down. I drink two shots already and my chest is beginning to bust, can't pull me down. I make two steps to my home and I scat and I just fall down, can't pull me. Be Jesus, the gun criticize you. Try seal them out with two crazy glue. They calling your name from Jack Tongue to Linden. I never talk about the good things you do. I'm just speaking my mind, I've no time to play. They even tell people crazy is gay. Well, you is the one who come out with classes. I just use wardrobe every day. You can't pull me down. I come in for you have some fun. I never intend to bust through, cause can't pull me down. I drink full shots already and my chest is beginning to bust. Can't pull me down. I make two steps to my home and I scat and I just fall down. Can't pull me down. Pull me down. I just free all my team and celebrate life. I blow big knee, make a divorce my wife. I go into the rum shop, I got to rejoice. Take me friend them advice. I just want live my life, no stress, just free. I don't give a damn but plenty money. And all who say that they don't like me, father, say you must love your enemy, you can't pull me down. I come in for you have some fun, I never intend to bust through, cause can't pull me down. I drink full shot already and my chest is beginning to burn, can't pull me down. I make two steps to my home and I scat and I just fall down, can't pull me, pull me, pull me.
look at that. We got about 5 minutes remaining in the podcast tonight. It's been a blast. Very stimulating discussion. I would thank all of you for listening, for contributing. Someone messaged me and said they like the title of the show because it reminds them of their childhood days when someone would tell them that he's their stepfather and they would say, step naga father, step gachada. That's just a funny tidbit I thought I'd share with you. Back to the music.
Look at the bumper man, appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when they start winding, stand up and wait. Wait, we calculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine nip shake. Because you got the bumper, turn it around. Your mother didn't mind you, turn it around. Look a man there behind you, turn it around. If it your life, find you, turn it around.
Mister, your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
I get busy when the bumper is shaking. No silicone, no inflating.
When the gal in the dance, her eye penetrating, anticipating, waiting.
Only natural bump I am dating. Look at the haters stand up and hating.
Look at the man them a line up. Anytime you wind up,
what you want contemplating?
Let's go.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it your life find you,
turn it around.
I say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn.
Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, girl. Shake up your bumper, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl, tell a girl. If she can't gyrate, you got the bumper man appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up, stand up.
Wait,
recalculate. Half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spine make shake.
Hold on.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it your life find you,
turn it around.
I say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
So someone suggested that some of these topics should be a panel discussion. That's not a bad idea. And I was just telling Dexter that I was looking for a step-parent. I was thinking about having a step-parent on the show tonight to discuss the topic via WhatsApp call or Messenger call. And I think this is something that I'm going to start doing. I'm going to say when I publish the topics, that, you know, if you're interested in being a part of the show, you can by WhatsApp call or by Messenger call, and we could have some very lively discussions right here on the Voice Note Files podcast.
On the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands have time on the road. For the day that the band is time on the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road.
Just want to take some time out to say goodnight to Dominic. Goodnight to Kiki, GT Youth, Madonna, Raul, and everyone else that has tuned in. And of course, a special good night to the Diamond Optical family. Remember that Diamond Optical sponsors this podcast, and you should support anyone who supports this podcast.
The band is time on the road. Wine on the road, take a wine on the road. No lime on the road, no crime on the road. All of the bands them jam on the road. When the day that the band is time on the road.
Rose says that she doesn't mind a step-parent giving her a hand at raising her child, but there should be no hitting. Thank you for your comment there, Rose, in the comment stream on the live. It's time for me to say goodnight to you guys. Do have a beautiful night's rest, and I will see you on Friday. Or you'll hear me on Friday. Same thing, actually.
Oh, that 592 with a rep for the cool, and somebody look after drink that food. Wine on the road, no lime on the road, no crime on the road.
The secret is out. Diamond Optical 6 months credit plan. Get your glasses on credit at Diamond Optical. Pay nothing down for 1 month and 6 months to complete your credit payment. Visit us at City Mall, third floor, or call 223-8433 or 684-8448. Diamond Optical. Simply clear vision.